I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, my friends, very, very much, and welcome. It's our third hour. We're here every Sunday morning from 8 until 11. I mentioned last hour that I would get the URL. It is on Facebook in my notes up toward the top of my Facebook page. You'll see a small button you can click that says Notes. And down at the bottom of the one on the best fruit varieties, it's the complete list that Dr. McEachern gave out last week of the best peaches, plums, apples, grapes, figs, the whole works. Now at the bottom says, and finally, here is the link to the directory of Texas A&M fact sheets on all the various fruit crops. Bookmark this site as it will greatly speed up your searches. And it is aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu/fruit-nut/. aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu/fruit-nut/. If you'll do that, or if you go to my Facebook page and click on Notes, you'll have that. I had promised I would do that, and I forgot to. And right now we are joined by Jimmy Turner. Jimmy has the position of senior director of the garden. You're a senior guy now. How's that feel, pal? Only gets worse, Jimmy.
Not liking it so much.
You're the youngest senior in town. And senior director of the gardens at the Dallas Arboretum. Looking forward to coming out this week and seeing some of those early blooms. Oh, I'll tell you, it's just a crazy state we live in. So you're going to talk about Sable Minor Palmetto, and this is a palm that will grow in the Dallas area, Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Growing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We actually have a Palmetto Preserve in Dallas County and made it all the way up to Oklahoma and south to Houston. It's a palm tree that doesn't really make a trunk. It kind of tends to make a bush about 6 foot tall eventually if it's happy where it's at, and I've got some big ones at the Arboretum. But drought-resistant, flood-resistant, hurricane-resistant, I kind of use them actually as kind of as barrier hedges in areas. They're kind of slow growing at first, but once you get to going, they go pretty fast. But they are extremely tough. You need a little bit bigger area, but if you want to make your yard a little tropical looking, it's one of those go-to plants.
My point exactly. People who are just head over heels about getting a palm look, a tropical palm look in their landscape, this is your winner. I've had mine for 35 years in my landscape. I've had two of them, and I've never had a leaf damaged by cold weather, and that's very rare. It's the hardiest of all of them. So Sable Minor, Texas Palmetto, just Palmetto, S-A-B-A-L, Sable Minor is the species, the genus and species. Cool. That's good. Good start. And where will they find them at the Dallas Arboretum if they come out to look?
If you come out to look, we've got some in the lower area of the Lay Ornamental Garden, and the palm collection in the Lay Garden also has quite a few.
Good deal. All right. Tell us about education programs that are coming up.
We've got a great class coming up Saturday, February 16th, Design Like a Pro with Billy Goodnick. And Billy's got a book called Designer of the Day, and he's got another one called Birds Turn Out in Your Door Space into the Garden of Your Dreams. And my allergies are running here, so sorry. So you get to hear Billy talk for an hour about how to design, what to do with the design, how to fix some problems you have, and then you'll get me for another hour talking about my favorite basic building blocks of the landscape, my favorite shrubs, ground covers, trees, and grasses. So should be a good one.
You're going to talk about trees and shrubs. I have never heard you talk about trees and shrubs, always annuals and perennials. What a deal. That's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Mix it up.
That's right. All right. And then events. Let's see. Is there anything going on at the Arboretum this spring?
Well, we've got just a little event coming. It's now our second largest event, but that'll start March 2nd, Saturday, March 2nd, going to April 7th, and that's Dallas Blooms, 500,000 bulbs in bloom, and 200,000 or 300,000 other flowers about to go. And I'll tell you, if you don't have anything to do this weekend, come on out to Narcissus and the Hyacinths already in decent bloom, and the pansies look absolutely wonderful. The garden looks great. It actually needs to cool off a little bit, or we may be calling you to ask everybody to come sooner.
Oh, wow. Oh, that'll be fun to see this week when I'm out there, Jimmy. I'll bring several memory cards. Used to bring all the film I could afford. and then tell us again about the children's garden and the timeline on that and what people can expect. That's going to be a gala situation. Tell us about it.
Our 8.5 children's gardens coming up very soon, should be open in May to the public. So I'm getting ready to go in there in the next week and start kind of sprucing it up for our opening and getting the plants all cleaned up and ready for visitors, but it's going to be a game changer for the Dallas Arboretum. It'll probably be the largest children's garden in the nation coming up soon.
Yeah, you're going to spruce it up. I like that. You make it sound like you're going in with a dust brush and you're going to clean it up a little bit. And it's a little more involved in getting the garden finished and ready for the public. Oh, my. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum?
We're at 8525 Carlin Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-35 over to Grand Avenue, go north, become Garland Road, and we're on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south from anywhere in town. Just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, 24-hour information line.
214-515-6500.
All right, and I don't know that we gave the education phone number. That's two, if you want to sign up for the designer in a day, 214-515-6540. And then the website is dallasarboretum.org, open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. And what was I going to mention to you, Jimmy? I was going to thank you for your presentation 2 weeks ago to our landscape school people yesterday at the consultations. Were so complimentary, and we really appreciate that. It really adds a nice element. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You are just the best. All right, that's Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, and it is sponsored by the nursery, whose founder also founded the Dallas Arboretum. We don't do this on purpose, randomly. They just appear together sometimes. I was telling someone last night, Ralph and Muriel Pincus, two of my very, very good friends, and they have been married 71 years. Ralph is in his second half of his 90s, 96 or 7, and he was the catalyst that got the Dallas Arboretum started, and he founded North Haven Gardens. His son John, their son John, now owns and operates North Haven Gardens. We were there yesterday for our landscape consultations, and there again this morning as I broadcast, and the nursery looks fabulous. It's a 9-acre nursery. It's beautiful. They have a wide variety of plants, and including Japanese maples. They've just brought in a whole batch. Some of these I can't even pronounce. Bloodgood, Burgundy Lace, Butterfly, Kagura Nishiki, Oshiobeni, I don't know that one, Trompenberg, Sangokaku, Fire Glow, Emperor One, Crimson Queen. Some of those are varieties you know. Some of them are varieties maybe you need to go see. Now, of course, they're bare now, but they'll be leafing out soon. Good time for planting them. Japanese maples need to be planted into amended beds with lots of compost, expanded shale and mulch, and shade. And that's the very important thing. Keep them moist. Japanese maples, beautiful plants, but that's just one of about 10 million kinds of plants you get at North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. They're open 7 days a week, 214-363-5316, nhg.com. It is a destination garden center of the southern United States. North Haven Gardens, and that's 7700 North Haven Road. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go to Sarah in McKinney now, our first call for this hour. Sarah, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Could you recommend something to plant next to about 6 feet from a live oak? Live oak is pretty big, even though it is planted 3 years ago. They planted a large tree in front of the house.
Okay. All right. And so it's a pretty shaded area now?
It has not branched out yet.
All right. Sarah, you're going to have to grow eventually. You're going to have a shrub there that can tolerate the shade. The problem is, if you put a shrub in there, I was ready to recommend Mahonia, leatherleaf Mahonia, and Dacuba, and oakleaf hydrangea. Those are three nice shrubs that would grow well beneath live oaks, but those are shrubs for shade, and you have too much sunlight still for them. So hollies are your best compromise. They can handle the sun. They can handle the shade.
Okay. What kind of holly?
How tall do you want it to grow?
Which one is the best to grow?
Well, how tall do you want it to grow?
Not very tall. Not
all right.
Very.
No, you do not want Nellie R. Stevens in, because it'll get quite tall. The best ones, if you have a height that you could give me, that would be a big start for me. Do you want it 5 feet, 3 feet, 8 feet? What do you need?
I can have at least 6 feet.
All right. Needlepoint would be good. Needlepoint holly, which is also called willow leaf holly. At 6 feet, eventually a dwarf Burford holly would get that tall. Robin and the other red hollies would not get much taller than that, or if they did, it'd take them a long, long time. Mary Nell could be kept at 6 feet. That's a little bit short for it. I'm quitting with those. I think those are some of the best.
These will survive even if the tree
those will grow in the shade.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Needle point or robin or.
Those will all do well for you. And then when you get that shade, there are lots of other good hollies that would work for you as well.
Oh, okay.
Lots of other good plants, those other three I mentioned. Sarah, thanks for the call very much.
You.
We're going to come back to Mark in the city of Melissa in just a moment, and we're going to be talking about hollies, a question I have never had before, and it'll be very interesting to talk about it with him. If you would like to get all the information I could possibly put on four sheets of paper for large, oversized 15 by 30-inch cardstock size sheets of paper, my offer that I have for you is right up your alley. This is your chance to get all four of our very informative posters. These are posters that are big charts of information of the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. That's one of the posters, the 100 best landscape plants for Texas. It even shows the hardiness zones, my rating of A, B, or C for each of the plants all the way through. 100 best annual flowers for Texas. And that's one that Bob Brackman, director of the San Antonio Botanic Garden, helped me work on. The 120 best perennials, and that's one that Jimmy Turner, you just heard Jimmy, he helped me develop that list and to fill out all the details of what colors these come in, when they bloom, how tall are they, sun or shade, etc. Crepe myrtle, the complete variety list of all 120 varieties of crepe myrtles. Now, each of these posters is in full color. They're 15 by 30 inch on heavy cardstock. They're very attractive. Some people tell us they frame them. I see them framed in nurseries as gardening aids for customers. You need to call while we have this offer going on. It's subject to quantities on hand. Also subject, frankly, to whether it pulls a good response or not. I've never done this before. The poster is normally $10 each and $2 postage. That'd be $48. You can have them for $34 and $3 postage today, a total of $37. But I'm also putting in this deal a one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine. Oh, my goodness, that's $23.95. And so you're getting a $71 value for that $34 plus $3. That's too good to pass up, and you need to call before 11 o'clock today if you want to make sure you get it. We may pull it right after today. 1-800-752-GROW. My guess is it's going to do well because that is a real deal. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens is located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Time, Whiskey Stone is the place in all of the world to go for stone. Now, if you live in Billings, Montana, you're probably not going to come to Whiskey Stone to get your stone. They probably have their own sources up there. But if we're here in the Metroplex, which we all are, then Whiskey Stone is the place to be because they have 22 acres of beautiful natural stone. Flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. They have skilled professionals, and they are nice people. They will help you plan the landscape of your dreams, whether it's stone for a patio, an outdoor kitchen patio, or whether it's a retaining wall, whatever it is. Now, they do not do the installation. They certainly do the deliveries. They don't do the installations. But if you would like to have some help in finding a contractor to do the installation, they work with the contractors. They know the good ones. They'll tell you. They'll set you straight. And they're about to start classes sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks. They will begin classes in their outdoor demonstration garden on Saturdays where you'll be able to see exactly how to use their stone. This is a toy land for adults who enjoy gardening. You get to go into a stone yard and you just say, you know what, I can see a bird bath on that stone, or I can see that stone being the focal point where I put my address right out by the curb, and it's beautiful and it's glorious and I'm going to do this or that. Your dreams will go wild when you get to Whiskey Stone. Mine certainly do. Love the place. Love the people. Nice people. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. WHIZ-Q.com for Whiskey Stone. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark in the fine city of Melissa. How can I help you?
Yes, Neil, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. I got some beautiful hollies that I just love, and they drop all the little red berries. Nellie Stevens and Dwarf Burford are mostly what I have, and some Yopons. But can you grow those? I mean, how could you germinate those in a pot? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know if they're fertile or not. Yopons certainly are. So certainly you can grow the Yopons. The reason you would not want to grow Yopons and perhaps some of the others would be that you have with Yopons, a 50-50 chance of getting male seedlings, and they will not bear fruit.
Okay.
And you won't know until it's pretty far down the road. But with Nellie R. Stevens, as many as I have and as much fruit as I've had, I've never seen a seedling come up around it.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything, but it's worth trying. It was a chance seedling itself. It was first observed in a nursery in 1904 and saved from the scrap heap, but not introduced into the nursery trade until 1960. So I'm not sure why they waited so long. But and then I had just gotten familiar with Mary Nell Holly, when suddenly at a nursery trade show 20 years ago, here were the children of Mary Nell. I thought, oh my gosh, I barely know Mama. And here come all these other red hollies. And so they're coming from seed. I know they are. I want you to try it and see what happens. I'd probably not encourage you quite as strongly on the Yopons because they definitely have male and female plants.
Okay.
All Nellie R. Stevens will bear fruit, so there's a chance that you'll get plants that will all have fruit. You ought to look up a book by Fred Galley, done by Timber Press. I don't know that it's in print any longer, but it's called Hollies.
Okay.
And just Hollies. He was at Callaway Gardens in Pine Mountain, Georgia, a wonderful man. He also did a great azalea book. His holly book has 6,600 different kinds of hollies. I don't have that many in my yard. I'm at 30.
Well, so, I got a pretty big yard. I got lots of room, and I'm a very patient person. So, I mean,
I would love to know what you find out. And I'll tell you the next thing you can work on that would be, and I don't think anybody's working on lantanas, for crying out loud.
Okay.
Do some breeding work on lantanas. That's a quicker reward, and maybe you come up with some great lantanas for us. Whoa. That got noisy on us, Randy. I think his phone did something strange. So anyway, thank you, Mark, very much. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Scott in Fort Worth. Scott, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Scott. All right, let's go to Joan in Corinth. Joan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil.
Sure.
Let me take a few minutes to say I was so surprised to hear that Sam is in high school.
Sam is in high school,
and
there's...
I remember when he was born.
Well, yeah, and I want you to hear something in just a few minutes, if you don't mind, right okay. after the news break. There's something, and it's coincidental you'd bring up Sam, and I'll explain in 10 minutes.
I'll definitely listen.
Good girl. Thank you.
Well, I need your help with some white blooming flowers for my front flower bed that are, you know, that will live in the Texas heat and survive the Texas winter. So I need a perennial. And I'm being very particular because I don't want anything that deadheads, that is aggressive, or that sells seeds. I had the Kate Israella, and I've had them all taken out because I just couldn't sit and pull up the little plants all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I need something, please, if it exists. I would be more than happy to try it.
Sure, I understand. That's a pretty specific request, mainly yes. because white is not the most common color. I'm sure you'll find some. Let me think about them just a little bit. Certainly, I'm going to do these totally out of any sequence at all.
Okay.
But I'm going to be very candid. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm looking at my own poster because that is where I have them color-coded. I'm going to practice the thing I have for sale today. And I just wanted to make sure I don't leave something very logical out. White is not a color that I think about as often as I should. I'm going to leave out a few of the ones that I don't. Blackfoot daisy certainly would be good. You'll find it in white. White cannas, I don't think I would do. White mums are good for fall. White columbines, not so well here. White daylilies. Joan Senior is a white that I've had for 20 years, and I like it a lot, but there are other good white daylilies.
How tall do they get? Excuse me.
2 feet in the 24-inch range. There are shorter ones. There are taller ones. But
okay.
there are some that are very, very pale, near white. 4 o'clock's white. Skipping over some that I want to rule out for you. Yeah, there are more than I thought in this poster. Hellebores. Hellebores, Jimmy added that one, and you knew he would. White hibiscus, the mallows, the hardy hibiscus. You'll find some very spectacular 4-foot plants out of that group. Iris, white iris, no problem there. Coming on halfway through, and we're getting there. White penstemons. You will find summer phlox in white. That's a good possibility. Some of the white summer phlox don't do as well, however. I'll tell you, they're shorter lived. White purple coneflowers available to you, which is kind of an anomaly of names, but there are all
yeah.
kinds of colors. Autumn sage, Salvia greggii, comes in white, and there's one that will handle the heat just wonderfully. Shasta daisies, of course. Skullcap. Spiderwort in white. Nah, I think that'd be too random. White thrift, the pink one that you see, there is a white version of that, and I would not have thought of that, but it's out there. White violets, white verbenas, and white yarrow.
How do the verbenas do? Because I am familiar with those. Those and the phlox were something I kind of keyed into.
Well, I hope you heard all the others because there were some better.
I wrote them down.
There were better. Yeah, there were better plants than verbenas out of that.
Okay.
Homestead Purple is a really good verbena, and don't overlook the white annuals. I don't even want to start that list, but you know the white annuals will bloom where perennials bloom for 2 or 3 weeks. White all annuals normally will give you great color for 5 months. And so that's a decision you have to make. Do I want to watch something bloom for 2 or 3 weeks like iris will do? Or I didn't even mention daffodils.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get into the bulbs. That's a different part of that chart. But but certainly white narcissus and daffodils. And they bloom for 2 weeks and then they're gone. And I don't have any problem with that if you know going in that you're doing that. But whereas white annuals would give you white color for a long time. Think about how long caladiums are colorful.
Oh, that's right,
yes. Anyway, well, I better run, but that's a good start, Joan. That'll get you going, and you'll be listening in a couple minutes. Thank you. All right, let's see what we're doing. Let me get my piece of ad copy here. It's for Bonide. Bonide ProZone Weed Beater Complete. And if you want a perfect lawn this year, you need to stop the weeds before they come up and take over your lawn. You don't want that. Bonide makes that happen with Prozone Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product. It prevents weed seeds from germinating. It kills weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass and nutsedge and broadleafed weeds, clover, Creeping Charlie, no match for Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleafed weeds. Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and shoots of a weed, killing it before it can get started or after the weed has started to grow. It's available in a convenient granular formula for easy spreader application. Weed Beater Complete is available at all four locations in Dallas-Fort Worth of the Plant Shed, Heights Nursery and Garden Center in Harker Heights, and J&T Hardware in Winters. Stop by and pick up some Bonide Weed Beater Complete or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. That's Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I am really excited that I have the opportunity now, after many years of hoping I could do this, to tell you about Culligan Water. And you know, they've had a wonderful ad campaign, "Hey Culligan Man," and that truly is what you need to remember, is, "Hey Culligan Man, I need some water. Bring me some water, please," or water solutions to a water system. If you have problems with hard water spots and scale, iron, and acid staining — I wish we had acid staining from low pH in our area, but we don't. I mean, I don't want it in my water, but I would love to have it for my plants. Chlorine, bad taste, and odor — that's what we do get when these lakes turn over. Well, your local Culligan Man can offer free in-home water analyses by a licensed water expert. And the way you reach them, hey, it comes back to us here, 855-HEY-CULLIGAN-MAN. That's what you dial. 855-HEY-CULLIGAN-MAN. That's 855-439-2855. Or you can go to the website at CulliganTexas.com. Fill out a form to get you started on your free home water analysis. They have drinking water systems, water softeners, total home systems, water filtration systems. And you can meet the Culligan Man this afternoon at the Fort Worth Convention Center, part of the Fort Worth, I think, that's Home and Garden Show. Right now, Culligan offers $6.95 a month for the first 3 months of water treatment system or home drinking water system for the whole house. For 25 years, our house and my magazine office have had Culligan Water. Again, that's 855-439-2855, CulliganTexas.com. Time to check in now with Jerry Overton, the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Jerry?
Thank you, Neil. We've got 60 degrees at 10:33. Northeast still has a lot of digging to do. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And our Weather In Touch forecast, we're looking for clearing skies through the day, 70 for the high. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 43. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and 63 for the high. And then Monday night, the clouds start to come back, and we've got a chance of rain and thunderstorms developing late Monday night into Tuesday. Tuesday's high, 52 degrees. Right now, 55 degrees at Fort Worth Meacham, 59 degrees at Love Field, 59 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
Spur 408 southbound at Keese Boulevard. Roadwork has the two right lanes closed. That is scheduled until 4 this afternoon. And in Fort Worth, some debris reported on the highway. Southbound I-35W North Freeway at Basswood Boulevard. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Northeast trying to recover from a record-setting nor'easter which paralyzed several states over the weekend in Connecticut, Boston, Maine, New Hampshire. Other parts, people being urged to stay off the roads again today.
More than 2,000 National Guard troops in four states will be making their rounds to help. From an all-time record snowfall for Portland, Maine of almost 32 inches to the fifth largest snowfall on record in Boston. There's a lot more digging to do.
Meteorologist Ginger Z. Texas Tech University System has reached the $1 billion fundraising mark in a campaign that began 2 years ago. Lubbock Avalanche Journal reports the goal was reached a year ahead of schedule and during a recession. And police have now released a bystander's video of an argument near where the Mardi Gras gunshots rang out in New Orleans overnight. Four people were hit and wounded. The video shows an argument involving some of the revelers. Again, looking for a high today of 70, it's 59 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening Next
on
Double.
Need an excuse for being late?
My youngest daughter had opened the nail polish last night and then left it open, and we've got a new dog, and the dog walked through the nail polish.
The Laura Houston Excuse App.
In the back seat. It tipped over, and I had all
Are
this
you
orange.
Done,
yeah.
You can't make this up.
It was one of those mornings. We got to go brush my teeth.
No.
Monty, lean over and give her a kiss.
Okay. Come here, baby.
She hasn't brushed her teeth, Monty.
Oh. Yeah.
Laura and Monty. What's next? Mornings with Hal and Brian and the BAP Morning News.
If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you very, very much, Joel. What a great testimonial again. Great kids. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean. Rely on Dalworth Clean, to restore, to repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth for more than 32 years. I've told you about how much I admire their business plan. They started doing just carpet cleaning, and they still do that. In fact, you can have Dalworth Clean 25 areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean, for just $29 per area. Or you can have them clean 29 areas if you want to. That's Dalworth Clean. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. 267-8433. Count on Dalworth's quality and service. They win the awards. They are the best. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. We just got new carpeting and new flooring for our kitchen and our offices at my magazine office, and it's beautiful. And Dalworth Fine Floors did that. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, open 6 days a week. And you can reach them through the same phone number. Just ask for Dalworth Fine Floors, or call tomorrow to book your carpet cleaning or any of the other Dalworth services. That's $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth cleaned. 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Hi, this is Sam.
Papa.
That's Audrey. She's my Uncle Brian's girl.
And I'm Alex.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening.
Call my grandpa now.
Thank you, kids. And we're going to celebrate today that Sam, who was six at the time that was recorded, Sam is now 15 and asking about a car. And he can talk to his mama about that. That's fine with me. not getting involved in that one. We're really proud of Sam and of Alex and of Audrey. Audrey is 8 now. She's just about to have a birthday as well. It's birthday month in the Sperry family with all of our clans. So anyway, we wish Sam the very best, and we will all gather at our home late this afternoon for a birthday dinner for Samuel Robert Evans, and we're proud of him. So anyway, you see his photograph on my Facebook page, the profile photo for me. That's Sam standing between Lynn and me. And you can see Alex, actually, if you want to look. And Joseph, they're all there. Those among the grandkids are there on my Facebook page, because Alex got to do an interview with Tattoo last night as they retired Tattoo's jersey, Dallas Sidekicks. And so that photo is there. And then Joseph and I took a visit to Soil Building Systems this week, and they were really nice to him. So anyway, happy birthday, Sam. We're really proud of you. Let's see where we are right now. We're ready to go back to the phone lines. And are we going to try Scott again, Randy? Is that what you want to do? Okay, Scott in Fort Worth. See if we can hook up with him this time. Scott, Neil, how can I help?
Well, I have a question about squash vine borers.
Mm-hmm.
I grow really pretty squash plants in the springtime, and then in about 3 weeks toward the end of May, beginning of June, they're just all ruined because of the squash vine borers, and I can't keep them off.
You know, they're tenacious. They are a problem. The extension vegetable specialists have told me that there is no, we don't have thiodan any longer. Sevin dust will do a pretty good job on the young, the immature squash bugs and squash vine borers. If you have a good management program around your squash plants, a good maintenance and cleanliness program, dust the soil, dust the crowns of the plants with Sevin, that very often will help a great deal. There just isn't a whole lot more that you can do. Plant your squash early to get them out of the garden before it turns really hot, because the squash vine borers become more of a problem once it turns quite warm. And I don't have anything better. There's just not much you can do. I've heard of people using a single-edge razor blade, slitting the stems and extricating the larvae that are in there, but that usually doesn't leave much of the stem, and so that's not much of an answer. I don't have much better for you, Scott. They're just in the good solution.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess I'll just...
Try earlier, and you might move around in the garden a little bit. I don't know that they stay in the soil over the winter, but they very likely could, because they're kind of near the soil in their life cycle. So you might try that. Yeah.
I mean, I've read that they live in the soil the wintertime, and I thought about maybe trying nematodes. I didn't know if maybe nematodes would help.
I would think that my vegetable specialist would have suggested that.
Okay.
Because I spent an hour doing the research on this with people, calling and writing to people and just saying, what do I tell folks, and doing the research online, and I came up dry, as you have. One of the problems that we are facing, very honestly, and it really is a bother to me doing what I do for a living, is that a lot of our good insecticides and fungicides did not get re-registered as their time came up with the EPA. The company said, you know, this is several years ago, there isn't enough interest, mind you, this is several years ago, there isn't enough interest in vegetable gardening. Let's not go to all of those tens of millions of dollars expense getting these products re-registered. Let's just take them out of the product line and streamline things and make our shareholders more money. And then there were some of the products that needed to go away, so it's a little bit of both. But we just don't have much of an arsenal now to use on pests in a vegetable garden or a fruit garden. It's tough.
Okay.
Yep, that's the true facts of it, unfortunately. Thank you. Let's go to Michael in Burleson. Michael, this is Neil. Good morning.
I listened last week to you and the professor, and y'all discussed the blackberries, and I didn't catch of the four that he mentioned. I think it was four that he mentioned. Which was the most productive, and how many do I need to make a good stand? Where do I need to plant it, and when do I need to plant?
All right. I think he said, without any question, Kiowa is the most fruitful. Kiowa does have thorns, and so,
yes.
So, all right, here's a note that I have on my Facebook page. Washita is thornless, or Kiowa thorny blackberries. Those are the two that he recommended. He referred to Kiowa, this is just as I transcribed it immediately after I got off the air and put it on my Facebook page. He referred to Kiowa as being extremely vigorous and productive, but Washita being an option for people who just don't want the thorns. Other thornless types, Navajo and Arapaho, Brazos blackberries along the favored variety, are still good.
Okay.
So I would plant two or three of those varieties, and I'd certainly have I'd have Kiowa. The thorns don't scare me at all because I use a little stick, a little dowel stick, to hold the canes out of the way while I'm harvesting, and I rarely have any problem at all with them. I think people just get paranoid. It's the same, excuse me, about an editorial comment. I'm about to relapse now, judgmental Neil here. Same people who are afraid of a needle prick, and so therefore they use that as their excuse for not getting flu shots. I'm done. That's through. Back to your answer. They need to be in full sun. They need to be spaced about, I would plant the plants fairly close together in the rows, a couple feet, 3 feet apart in the rows, but the rows need to be 5 or 6 feet apart because the plants will get large. This is the time to plant them. You can either get small transplants that have already sent up shoots, or you can get root cuttings. I like the transplants. They cost a little more, but I can see the plant that way, and I feel better about knowing I'm planting something if I can see it. Just put them in a place where they will stay for 10 or 20 years, because they will, as long as they...
On a slope, like grapes, or on flatland?
That doesn't matter. They just need moisture. They're rampant growers, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many do I need to make a good stand?
If you had 10 to 20 plants, you would have a lot of blackberries, and then you can also propagate from your own plants if you decide you want more. Because you just, they're not, you're just taking root cuttings that are asexually propagated, so they're going to be the same as mama.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate your call. Enjoy them. They're going to be good. They'll start bearing next year, not this year. Yeah. All right. Let's see what we're going to do. We're going to take our last break, then we'll go to Pat and Joe, our last two calls. If they'll stay with us, we'll be all set. All right. Here is your offer. I don't know if this is the last time I'll ever do this offer or not. I'll find out when I see how the office did in responses. That'll be a big part of it. And maybe they sold us out. Who knows? Might have done so well that they sold out. It is the best poster offer I have ever given. You heard me use my own poster a minute ago. I have, with my ad copy, I have folded up versions of my posters. And I unfolded it. You may have heard it unfolding. And I'll get that same poster back out again, and I will tell you what it has. Here, it's the perennial poster. What I'm giving you is a chance to buy all four posters at 80% off the regular price, or so. Don't hold me exactly to that, but it's about 80% off. With my magazine, the total price for the whole deal is $34 plus $3 postage, and the total deal should have been $71.95. Here are the parameters of the 120 best perennials. Down the left-hand column, you have flowering perennials, flowering perennial bulbs, foliage perennials, grasses, and ferns. So we have categories of those. Then the peak months that they are attractive. Now we have all 12 months, and then the peak months where they're attractive are bolded. We have the colors, and there are 10 color options that you could get. The form, is it shrubby, clumping, trailing, spreading, rounded, upright, and others. That's just the ones I saw first. Sun, part sun, or shade. How tall does it grow? How wide does it grow? What is my rating? What's Jimmy Turner's rating on this thing? Is it a 1, a 2, or a 3? And if it's a 1, let me see what the first one is. That is cannas. They're that dependable. You know that. What zones in Texas do they fit in? Then our comments. Shows a map of the state and where they'll grow. That is one of the four posters. The 100 best landscape plants is another. 100 best annual flowers is another. And the complete variety list of crepe myrtles, all 120 varieties, is another. They're on 15 by 30 inch heavy cardstock. They're lovely. They are extremely informative. They're normally $10 plus $2 postage, $48. You're getting all four of them for $34. And there's a magazine subscription that's normally $23.95 included in that. Merciful Pete, how could anybody turn that down? I hope you won't. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 11 today if you want to be sure you get this offer. 1-800-752-4769.
Is your near vision not quite what it used to be? Does it feel like your arms just aren't long enough to read a menu or see the numbers on your cell phone? Are you finding yourself more and more dependent on those awkward reading glasses? Well, if you're
the 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton, it's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You know, Texas is the craziest place. It's hot one day, it's cold the next, it's wet one day, it's dry. No, maybe not the next, but the next week it gets dry, and then you have floods. And you know what gets caught in all of that? Concrete. Your concrete, your foundation, and your driveway and your patio and all that. Well, Advanced Foundation is going to work on your driveway or patio. That's up to somebody else. But they will work on your foundation. They take the hardest job, and they can make your house whole once again. It begins with a phone call to them. They're not going to come out with their truck and just start working on your house. You got to call them. Duh. 214-333-0003. You call them. They send one of their technicians out, and your home is very carefully analyzed. I have seen this done on several occasions, twice at our home, and once at our home, once at our magazine office. And they give you almost a topographic map of the floors within your house. And in our sunroom, that was the part of our house that had the challenge. It was poured separately, and the foundation was not done very well. We had a 2.5-inch fall from one corner to the other corner of a 24-foot-long sunroom. That's like a hill. And they got it all fixed in 4 hours. They're quick. They were affordable. They guarantee it for the lifetime of the house, transferable from owner to owner to owner. And they also did work at my magazine office, and that was Pier and Beam. So they can help any kind of house. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com, foundationrepairs.com, Advanced Foundation Repair. We go to Pat in Glen Rose. And Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a problem with my small Yaupon hollies, the mounding type, the miniatures.
Right.
And I've had them for about 10 years. I have 10 to 15 of them in my front area of lawn. I live in the country. And suddenly they've started drying. They start from the outside, the tips turn yellow, and then they go in, and I've had this happen before with small spots that I just cut out and it filled back in, but now it seems to be the whole bush.
All right, I think I can help you. Let me try. I want to do one other item of business here because my other caller just dropped off. Probably had to go into the 11 o'clock church service. Let me give the phone number. The next person to call this number will be my last call for today, but you will get on the air. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call immediately. Pat, tell me a little bit about what's happened to these over those years. Did they look really good until the last year or so?
Yes.
All right.
They look virtually maintenance-free.
All right. And that's the way a dwarf yaupon should. What month did you first see a problem?
I saw a problem beginning last spring in one. But since fall, it's beginning to show up in others.
There are only two things I've ever observed on my dwarf yaupons. I have a lot of them, and I have taken a few out. The two things that I have observed in growing dwarf yaupon for 50 years or 55 years, since I was a young teenager, they certainly will show iron deficiency, and as they get older and they kind of hit alkaline soils, even though they're small plants, they can begin to yellow from that. That's one thing that can take them downhill. I have three things that can hurt them. The second of the three is when we prune them repeatedly shorter than they want to be, they wear out after a period of time. They just have expended so much energy growing, and then we punish them and cut them back and grow and cut back. So that's why I've taken a few of mine out. And then in 2007, when we had all of that rain in June, I saw a disease that I think probably was a leaf anthracnose on some of my dwarf yaupons that I had never seen before and have never seen since. It was just because of the 20 inches of rain in that month. And so I kind of wonder if you might have had some of that if it was last spring, because we did have a wet spring. I don't know beyond those.
Okay, I'm very alkaline. This is I go down 6 inches and I hit rock.
Okay, and alkalinity and iron deficiency that it causes would show up as yellowed leaves. The plant just looks like it needs to be fertilized, and indeed it does. It needs iron, although a lot of times we think it's nitrogen. We try that and it doesn't really help. Okay. I have a little planting of about 6 or 8 dwarf Burford hollies in my backyard, and they typically show iron deficiency. I have to treat them each year, and they've succeeded all these years, but for some reason they're singled out in my landscape.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I will try the iron.
And the other thing that you can convince yourself is, all plants do have life expectancies, even dwarf yopons, and although I normally would figure that you'd get 20 or 25 years of good performance out of them, it may be that you need to replace them and just maybe dig around and see what you hit down there. If you hit white rock, maybe raise their bed before you plant something else in there. It's just,
okay.
I don't know that I've given you the right answer. Somewhere in there, I think it's there, but you got to hunt for it.
Okay, I'll try them then.
You go hunting. All right. Good luck, Pat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
You bet. All right. And now I the call came in at the 11th hour there, so I don't know that we'll get it on the air because I was kind of filling with her. Let's see. We have about a minute. Have a call from Hazlitt. Scalpel on after pre-emergent. It's from Roger is the caller. If you're going to scalp the lawn, no, I would scalp the lawn in late February and then put out your pre-emergent either the same day after you mow it or sometime in the ensuing week or so. The pre-emergence, remember, folks, the timing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because our average date of our last killing freeze is about the 17th through the 20th of March. Therefore, back that up by 2 weeks. So somewhere around March 5 to 10 would be the time to put out the pre-emergent weed killers if you need to for crabgrass and grass burrs. You don't have to use pre-emergents. There's nothing sacred about them unless you have to have them. So that timing, if you're away from DFW, you can figure accordingly. Find out what your average date of the last killing freeze is, and then 2 weeks before that is the time to put the first application out. 90 days after the first, you put the second one out, and that should help. And if you're going to scalp first, water lightly after the pre-emergence. Too early for them now. Randy Williams, Charlie Trudeau, thank you for a great job. Until next week, thanks for listening. Happy birthday, Sam. Happy gardening.